Hi, this is Monica Flannery. I'm sharing with you a backstory. So we have to go backwards in order to move forward. Before I get started, I would like to ask you, what would you want to do if you're home could travel with you? Okay, I want you to place that into your mind's eye. What would you do if you could take your home with you? Okay, here's my journey. My name is Monica Flannery. My husband and I have been traveling for 1 year full-time in our Dutch Star RV. I had an epiphany just now at 59 years old. 59. I just now, at 59 years old, feel comfortable with where I am in my life. Let me explain. I grew up in a mixed culture. Actually, it was a mixed cultural family background. My father immigrated from Hungary to the United States at a very young age of only 16. His education and high intellect served him well, but like most of us, it took quite a long road of struggles to find his special niche in this world. I grew up with minimum means, as my parents worked to find their place and where they fit in. After many years of struggling to learn our language, I'm talking about my father now, new skill sets, learning a new culture, becoming a parent as a kid themselves, both parents, I learned life was more than about money and physical things. Back then, family was spread out, and traveling to see them was not as easy as it is today. I am a small town girl, and I found myself kerplunked out into the big world. I became a parent myself as a kid. My mother passed when I was 24 years old. Only 24, separated with a 6-month-old baby girl. I found myself alone, not knowing how to create or access a supportive network. Now, this was after doing much research, as I'm an empowerment coach and I do facilitate women's groups, I'm finding that was a norm for our generation. Okay, moving forward, I eventually worked 3 jobs to just make enough to barely eat. My life experience propelled me to work harder, more hours, and about scarcity. Does this sound familiar? Feeling like I am not enough. I need more money, more time, more things. I needed a new car that actually ran. Okay, you get the picture. Divorced at 39 years old, set up my life to have more alone time, which is a new mind perception for me, as my kids lived with their father. Back in those days, this was a new trend that emerged from our generation, and it created a lot of challenges for the mothers, the fathers, and the children. It was a totally new family dynamics that we were all immersed into, and each learning to move through our own challenges. My number one priority was to create a more abundant life and share with my children. A bigger home was top of the list. My days focused on creating this manifestation. I enrolled full-time in nursing school in my late 30s. Now, mind you, back in my days, in my generation, we didn't have very many options of career paths. So this was a big deal. No one in our family had a college education. I immersed myself totally in manifesting my dream home. And a lot happened after that. After I graduated college and actually lived through nursing school hell and lived to tell about it, that was my first glimpse into finding myself a network, a supportive network. It was a totally new concept for me. I had my dream nursing job pinned down, and I was in a relationship, but my primary goals were to finish my nursing education, land that dream job, and after that, I was ready to remarry. Now, the day before I remarried, I was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. God bumps. This changed, once again, the entire planned trajectory of my life. I discovered, after much inner processing work, that nursing was out of my reach of possibilities. And I am very stubborn, so God sometimes has to give me quite a few God bumps. And I realized that nursing was out of my realm of physical possibilities because of the implications after the accident. God bumps. Do you get God bumps? God bumps pushed me out of my comfortable space. I felt like I smashed into a huge concrete wall. To begin again, to begin over again, I went from struggling with money to an abundance or an abundant lifestyle. Now, this wasn't overnight, and it was filled with many impactful challenges. And it was not an easy process or transition. And what I discovered was, now this is very important, even after having success, I realized I was embarrassed that I had things others didn't. You would think after achieving certain levels of success that you would be happy. And that's not always the case. We have to always go back and look at our mindsets, because as we're making our journey, we have to go through the inner processes that will help us to reach that next goal, whatever that may be, because it looks different for each one of us. As I said, I was embarrassed I had things others didn't, even if it arrived from living with lifelong pain. I almost felt a duty and compelled to share my success with others who experienced pain and isolation because of it. It's interesting because next, both my husband and I experienced health challenges that affected every area of our life. Our challenges seem to mirror one another, and that can be the greatest gift and bringing a deeper connection, but also bigger challenges, because you are looking and needing extra support. So this is a glimpse of what our health challenges look like, and maybe you can relate from someone in your life. Decreased vitality. We were experiencing decreased mobility, decreased ability to do our the physical activities that were required for us to complete tasks, like taking care of our home, taking care of our yard work, our family commitments. They take extra energy. Maintenance of our home, and among just the daily living activities, like shopping, for example, just one daily living activity was a real physical struggle. You get the picture. So as time went on, our kids moved to creating their lives. Most moved away for a bit. So we thought our dream was to move to Florida. We loved the weather, and this was a necessary stop on our journey to find how to heal within ourselves. We bathed in the Florida weather, the sunshine, swimming in a heated pool. The nature itself was incredibly healing. We found nature and hospitality and friendship of Southern folks were healing all the way from our bodies, minds, hearts, trickling down into our hearts, down into our soul. We had our soul arrival. Fascinating. Then, another God bump. As we were comfortable in this new subculture and sense of community, our kids began to get married. And then they started visiting occasionally to fit in their little retreats in our home. It was so nice to see them enjoy nature, relax, and connect as they were very busy building their own professional careers. Okay, you're seeing a pattern here. How many are familiar with the hero's journey? The hero's journey takes us on many different paths. Some we choose, and some are chosen for us. Next, we encountered another God bump. Two of my kids were pregnant about the same time, and we have six kids between the two of us, but this was two of my kids, and they shared with us that they were pregnant. Oh my, my mind was blown. Grandchildren, oh my God, yay, grandchildren, oh my God, they're having a baby. It took a little while for this to keep trickling down. Grandchildren. I live in Florida and they are having a baby. How can I be in two areas of the states? How can I live here and be there for them? Created some mind shifts as we were trying to figure out the next path that was opening up for us. We decided that some type of van, we weren't ready for any kind of RV, was needed to connect between our two worlds. We needed a vehicle to connect us from here in our world and there where our families and our kids were. The van was the perfect vehicle to create that interconnection. I will share our adventures in a future video and podcast of how we entered into the RV journey lifestyle, but also how we went through a journey to find the right fit for us. We have found that we have shifted time for money, thinking, and let go of all the things that were added weight that required extra energy and maintenance and care and thought, that actually opened up more time, more money, and ultimately total freedom, enabling us to have more time and resources to spend with our families, with our grandkids, and they're still coming, and actually have more soulful adventures for ourselves, just for us two and our dog Bachi. So I have a question for you. What would you do with your life if time for dollars was not a thing? What is the one thing that is missing from your life? Where would you travel to if time and money were not in your obstacles in your life? What would you want to do if your home could travel with you? Okay, we're coming back full circle here. So I'm setting up a channel. I have a YouTube channel called Serenity RN. I'm both an empowerment coach and also I'm sharing the RV lifestyle. So let's revisit your freedom. Where would you travel to? What hobbies would you enjoy? Could you feel at home on the road? And most importantly, what is stopping you from attaining your dream? What do you dream of in retirement? And do you have to wait for retirement to pursue your dream? Maybe that's just a false belief we have. The 9-to-5. Time for money. What would your dream look, feel, and even sound like if you had more time, you were enabled to travel more, less work, less chores, enjoying life? What would that be like? What fun hobbies would you pursue? And how would your health change being connected to an active community? Would you feel more vitality and connection? Having more time for old and making new friends? Thank you for joining me on my podcast as I work to create a platform for entrepreneurs and people that are pursuing possibly the RV lifestyle. We'll be bringing many different episodes to you in the future. If you're starting your own channel, contact me. And you can reach me. My name is Monica Flannery. I would like to give you a platform where you can pursue your dreams as you find your, you get aligned with your inner authority. And thank you for joining me today. Have a blessed day.